name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 29th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Bronwyn Isabel Williams. I'm nearly 60 in a week. I'm from Wales originally, but I've travelled now from Northern Ireland, where I'm living.
And how are you doing today?
Great. Yeah, just been wandering around, watching people up on the plinth and, you know, getting acclimatised. So, interesting day.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Do you know, somebody else asked me, and I can't quite remember. I think I must have read something in the press, or maybe it was in The Guardian, I hate to admit it. But it probably was. So I think that's right, yeah. And I was just really interested in it. I've got an interest in visual arts. Not really my area is kind of literature and theatre, but I've always had an interest in the arts, in the visual arts, and have seen Mr. Gilmore doing his stuff over the years. So I just really like everybody says the same thing, the democratic thing about this, you know, that everybody gets up there and they get the chance to be themselves, whatever that is. So that's what appealed.
So how did you actually feel when you found out you had a place?
I was absolutely astonished and terrified. Anybody who knows me would know that this isn't what I do. I don't stand up and, you know, kind of do stuff like this. So I don't quite know what made me apply for it in the first place. Maybe it's just coming up to 60 did it. And I was just amazed. It didn't occur to me that I would. And I failed actually to do the original login properly. So I thought, right, I've escaped. And then you came back to me and said, oh no, we still want somebody on this date. Can you do it? So I said, yes. And here I am.
So, have you been following the project so far?
I've watched it intermittently on the website, had a look every now and then, and on Sky, just to see how it's coming across and how people are doing. And obviously, there was a big splash about it when it started, so I saw all of that and people jumping up there before they should and all that. So yeah, I've just been curious to see what different sorts of people have opted to be up there and what they do and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
And could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
I'm doing almost nothing. I just want to be up there. I just literally want to be part of it, I suppose. And I'm going to take photographs. I haven't got any kind of high-powered digital cameras or anything. I'm just doing it with my mobile and we'll see what happens. That's it, really. I mean, I carefully got this T-shirt printed because I felt as if I think when I first started seeing the project online and the couple of things I saw, there was an awful lot of stuff about charities and things, and that's absolutely fine. People do what they want to do, and I don't have a problem with that, but it didn't feel like the sort of thing I would want to do. I just wanted to be there, really. And the other thing was, I did see one interview, I can't remember who it was, I think it might have been an actress was being interviewed on the Sky programme on the Friday thing, and she was at great pains to say people should be being entertained and people should be doing this sort of song and dance act up there, and that really annoyed me, because I think not everybody's an entertainer in that sort of way. I'm quite a quiet, private person, which is a bit bizarre for me to be up there, so that's why I'm doing it, just to be there.
Are you doing it for anybody in particular?
For, in terms of...
yourself or anybody?
Just literally for myself, to have done it. That's the only thing. And to have been part of it. There were some options. I work for the Northern Ireland Theatre Association, and I work for a writers' group in Northern Ireland, and I could have used it, I suppose, to publicise them, but I didn't really want to do that. It seemed to me it was just the same as doing a charity thing, or, you know, I just literally wanted to be physically up there and part of it and not to be performing exactly, just present.
So could I ask you a little bit about theatre and your work, what you do?
Okay, well, I'm an arts consultant. I'm an arts and literature consultant. I've worked mostly in the literature sector, supporting writers and publishers for a long time now, in the northwest of England and now in Northern Ireland. And I was freelance literature advisor for the Irish Arts Council in Dublin for about 5 years. And I'm now the literature advisor to the Scottish Arts Council. But the other freelance stuff I do is kind of development work for the Northern Ireland Theatre Association, which is a group of theatre companies and individuals and venues. It's a membership organisation, so I was just trying to grow that organisation. And more locally, Ballycastle, where I live, which is a little town, seaside town right up on the north coast of Northern Ireland, near the Giant's Causeway, which is the place that people always kind of know. The writers group there is trying to, they run a festival every year, but they're trying to do more work throughout the year, so I'm helping them. I'm sort of, I hate to use the word consultant, but that's what I do. So I'm doing advisory work with them to help them, you know, profile their work. So that's the kind of thing I do.
And have you always been interested in theatre?
I probably, on balance, am more interested in literature. I mean, in other words, fiction and poetry and stuff. But off and on, I've worked in theatre. I've worked in community theatre years ago in the northwest of England and in Wales. But mostly around, I'm not a performer, or I've written for the theatre, for community theatre. And I've also done a lot of, I suppose, what you call animateur work, you know, so getting community plays and things off the ground. So that's the area that I'm, but I'm pretty much backstage, really, if I can manage to be. my big love is literature.
When you say literature, you mean...
I mean writing, literary fiction and poetry and stuff like that, yeah.
So what kind of things have you written?
Well, no, it's not so much that that's the area I've worked in. It's not so much, I mean, I do write, but I write just for myself. I've not been published or anything, except a long time ago. But... it's just my love, you know, that's what I do. And I've worked for several arts councils, and that's about helping other writers to get published and to develop their careers and become writers. So that's essentially what I've done most of my life.
So can I ask a little bit about where you're from and how long you've been there for?
In terms of where I live now, I live right up on the north coast of Northern Ireland. I moved there 5 years ago because I married a Northern Irishman. So I've moved from Manchester, and my kids live in Manchester still. They're in their 20s and just 30, my son. And actually, they're in the arts to some extent. My son's a DJ and hip-hop graphic designer, and my daughter's into interactive arts and photography and stuff. My now husband, when I remarried, and I knew each other about 30 years ago and got back together again, it's all very romantic. So that's why I'm living there, and it's a lovely place to live, obviously. Ballycastle itself is just a tiny little seaside town, very beautiful, very cold in the winter and nice at this time of year. But lots of things going on, lots of art stuff, and just a nice place to live.
And obviously you're very interested in the arts.
Yeah.
Apart from that, is there anything else that you're quite strongly interested in?
Well, I suppose over years ago, and I have general political interest. I suppose that's one of the things that's interesting about this project is the sort of democratic stuff around it. You know, how people can get involved in the arts, and also I have kind of bizarre interests in. General kind of popular science and all that. Lots and lots of things. My daughter says I'm a geek, so I guess that's what I am. So yeah, I've just very broad interests really, but my working life has mostly been in the arts.
So just to go back to your mm-hmm. What are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I'm, as I've said, I'm not a performer, so I'm quite scared of being up there and being the focus of attention in a way, but it'll be a great thing to have done when I've done it. I'm just curious to see what it's like to be up there. I'm sure everybody says the same thing, that there's something odd about being in that position in relation to Trafalgar Square and London everywhere. So I'm just curious to see what it'll be like. That's all there is to it, really. I'm just going to take photographs as a record for myself and hope they come out.
And do you think this experience will have any particular effect on you?
I don't know, it's hard to tell until after the event, maybe. It's actually been an interesting process, and again, I'm sure lots of people have said this, running up to it, kind of thinking through what you want to do forces you to think quite a lot about what's important to you, or maybe even just what sort of person you are and, you know, how you want the world to see you. So that, even just running up to it, that's been quite interesting. And also the numbers of people who've given me all sorts of advice and the amount of lobbying I've had, people who've wanted me to kind of say, you know, my husband's got a play coming up in Northern Ireland in December, and obviously he wanted me to advertise his play, but I said no. So it's just been a really, really fascinating process. And I'm hoping that in the longer term, all of this stuff will be available to for people to have a look at, you know. In terms of as an archive, I think it'll be very interesting.
And what's your relationship with London like?
How do you mean?
Do you come here often?
Well, I lived here years and years ago, so I sort of know it, although of course, like everywhere, it's changed tremendously. I come here occasionally. I was here a couple of months ago to do with work at a conference on the South Bank, and I'm just occasionally here, really. I'm more likely to go to Manchester because that's where my or Wales because that's where my family are. But yeah, occasionally, yeah.
What do you think the project has brought to the city? Well, not just the city, but
I suppose I come back to that thing about people getting the chance to just stand up there and say, "This is me," and they're part of they're, you know, each of them is as important as the other, really. And it's very interesting to see how many people have been interested in being part of it. I guess not everybody necessarily sees it from an arts perspective. You know, they see it as an opportunity to do all sorts of things, which is absolutely fine. I think I was looking on the website, and I think it's something like in excess of 40,000 people have applied now to be up on it, which is just